We're here today with Caroline Baxter from the PGA of Canada Ottawa Zone, who's our executive director for the zone. How are you doing today?
Just great, thank you.
Obviously, 2018 is your first full year as the executive director. What's going on with the association?
Well, there's lots going on with the association, both on the local level and on the national level. So we can start from the top with our new chief executive officer, Kevin Thistle, coming in a few months ago, who's quite well known in the ranks of the PGA. He's been a member for many, many years and worked at a bunch of different golf courses, including Angus Glen many years ago, I believe, and then has been out west and big marketer, big supporter, big bringing people together kind of guy. So really looking forward to working with him over the next little while.
And how is that sort of, how does that fit for you? I mean, obviously he's a person who has a lot of vision. He's new in that position. You're new in your role. Is the idea sort of add some new life to what's going on with the PGA?
Oh, I think so. I truly believe his if he had a mantra, it would be, you know, change is a coming, or today is a new day. And certainly that was my thinking coming in myself and following Harry, who had been in the role for, you know, done a great job for many, many years. But to bring, you know, for myself to come in, different generation than Harry, different point of view, female, you know, lots of different things. I think I approach things from a completely different angle than Harry did as well.
So what are the challenges that are happening for the PGA right now? I mean, first off, maybe a lot of people are not familiar with the PGA of Canada Ottawa Zone. I mean, how many members are there? And sort of, you know, give us an overall picture of what the zone is like right now. What are maybe the challenges and what are the things going forward that you're kind of working on?
One of the challenges that we hear quite regularly, and this weekend at the Golf Expo was a perfect example, is the inability to find young men and lady to fill assistant professional roles. So I think part of our job over the next few years needs to be to promote ourselves as a profession. The difficulty has been, you know, with golf, in some cases, in some sectors, in a bit of a decline. It's been a challenging profession, and, you know, with golf courses looking to change the way they operate and maybe amalgamate positions, what's happened to the golf professional is they've needed to be much more well-rounded. They've needed to be experts in more. I mean, it's great that you can swing a golf club and shoot par, but that's not going to cut it when it comes to raising revenues for the golf course that you're working for. So part of my mandate is to work with the golf course owners in the area to educate them on, you know, what a golf professional could bring to your facility, and on the other side of that, to help my golf professionals become the best professionals and well-rounded business people that they can be for those people who are employing them. I mean, if you can walk in with a business plan and say, you know what, here's what I have to offer, and here's the ideas that I have, and I think we can do the X and make you this, you know, Y amount of money. I mean, that's what we need to start doing.
No, obviously it's helpful that, I mean, obviously you have a past experience, not only as a currently a golf course owner, but somebody who's worked for the NGCOA. You've been the chapter director for this region. How does that help you in this role now to have the experience of working with those golf courses in the past?
Well, I think to have the understanding, as you said, the business side of it certainly helps, whether I'd been part of the industry or just a business owner. I mean, you know what you're looking for in an employee. The one thing that I will say is that probably the biggest takeaway from the NGCOA, and one of the reasons I always prided myself on being a member, was the sharing of best practices. And I think that that's something that the PGA itself could really adopt from coast to coast, is how can we come together as a single organization, a single national organization, and bring all of us up a level. Like, you know, the sharing of information. And I think we're starting to see that with the Tee Talks Live and the National Conference. And I really think that that's one of the areas where we're going to see some growth. A lot more collaboration in our own ranks. So it's nothing against, like, it's not going to be pitting against, it's what can we do to bring everybody up, right?
Do you think, I mean, in your opinion, I guess, is there a misperception maybe from the general public of, you know, what a PGA of Canada member does or knows about or things like that? I mean, do they really understand, you know, what a PGA member is qualified to do?
I think the people who belong to private facilities probably understand, because the role is in most cases elevated, and the head professionals and the assistant professionals, they have they just have that facility, you know, pun intended, to kind of showcase what they do. It might not be so evident in the semi-privates or the public courses. And in a lot of cases, in a lot of those facilities, it might be a head pro slash GM. I mean, there was one court slash superintendent. So, you know, that back to the other point about, you know, needing to be more well-rounded. And then from a business point of view, needing to make the numbers work. If I have one person who can do all those things, then that's, so yes, the perception is, I think it's, you know, if ever, you know, well, what does a golf pro do? Well, they give lessons and they're the guys that sells golf balls in the shop. You know, that's, but that's where we need to get out there as an organization and educate people as to, we're much more than that. We bring much more to the game than just being able to play well.
And for 2018, obviously, you've got some things that are brewing with Flagstick.com Players Tour. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. And your schedule has gone out now for to the members as far as their playing schedule, as far as the tour is concerned?
Yes, it has. Yeah, so we've added a couple of events this year, and we'll be kicking off in May at the Spring Open. And we have added, well, I guess unofficially, we're looking at adding a junior component tour or event, pardon me, and also a par three challenge that we're really looking forward to. So it's it should be a really nice schedule of courses, nice and evenly divided throughout the summer. And as you said, Flagstick.com is back on board as the tour sponsor, so we're excited to pair with you again for that.
Another event, I guess, that's on that schedule, and I know I've had some discussion with Scott Johnson from Kanata, the Sir Giroux, which has been immensely successful the last couple of years, is back on the schedule there. Maybe some thoughts on that if people are not really familiar with that Sir Giroux tournament's all about.
The Surge is part of our giving back. That's our philanthropic side, which I believe it will be the 18th year, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be the 18th year of the Surge, which is our big charity event. It is our one, the one event, as I said, that we do. It's strictly for charity. The support that we have, not only from our amazing sponsors, but from the pros as well, and the people who have played in it for years. Which is a takeoff on the Make-A-Wish Foundation, that not a takeoff, but on the same premise, where we have one, sometimes two families with children who have been afflicted with cancer and, you know, gone through their treatments and just need a break. So what we do is we kind of adopt these families for a week, take them down to Florida, let them just have fun and let their hair down and relax, and named after the first recipient, which was Serge himself, who unfortunately did succumb to his disease a few years later, but it's still going strong in his memory.
Obviously, you know, 2018, the association now, I'm trying to think how many years that would be, 107 years, I guess, now for the association. So it has been around a long time. But, you know, that said, there's still a lot of things to look forward to as far as going forward. It's not a case of remaining put. There's a lot of stuff that's happening as the industry changes, right?
Well, you just said the word changes. I mean, if anything, it's got to do the opposite, not stay put. It's, we got to kick it into high gear in terms of change and staying current and staying relevant, and as I said, growing ourselves as professionals as the business itself changes.